This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later, the feud between President Trump and the media is heating up. We'll try and get to the bottom of it. First, the band Pink Martini, who we're hearing now, serves up a world of music. Their newest album, called Je Dewey, features songs in French, Portuguese, Arabic, Farsi, Turkish, and more. They build themselves as a small orchestra and have what they call a, quote, history of global inclusivity and a collaborative spirit. One of their collaborators, NPR's Ari Shapiro from All Things Considered. Pink Martini will be in Milwaukee's Pabst Theater on Tuesday and Madison's Overture Center on Wednesday. Central Time executive producer Judith Sears-Poisson spoke with the founder and pianist Thomas Lauderdale earlier today.
Thomas, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you play around the world today, but you started with a fairly humble goal of bringing better music to political events. How did that lead to starting Pink Martini?
So after graduating from college in 1992, I moved back to Portland, Oregon, with the intention of going into politics. I really wanted to become mayor of Portland. So I was working on various campaigns. And in 1994, there was a nasty attempt to amend the Oregon Constitution to declare homosexuality illegal, along with bestiality, pedophilia, and necrophilia, the four that are always seem to be linked. And I had just seen Pee Wee Herman's Christmas special, and I don't know if you've ever seen this Christmas special, but in 45 minutes he's packed all kinds of guest stars into one 45-minute Christmas special. So everybody from Grace Jones to Katie Lang, Charo, Frankie Avalon, Annette Funicello, Zsa Zsa Gabor, Dinah Shore, Oprah Winfrey, Whoopi Goldberg, Magic Johnson, Little Richard, and the Del Rubio triplets, three gals, three guitars, somewhere between the ages of 70 and 80, who wore miniskirts, little booties, had huge hair, looked exactly like were literally triplets from Panama, and they played the guitar and warbled covers of Walk Like an Egyptian and Whip It. And
I have heard them, actually.
They're incredible. And so I decided to bring them to Portland to do a series of small concerts in nursing homes, retirement homes, hospitals, and Rotary meetings. And then they would say at the end of the set, please vote no on Measure 13. And at the end of the week, we had a big community-wide concert at Cinema 21 in Portland, and I couldn't get a hold of the surf band that I wanted to open for the Del Rubios, so I threw in a cocktail dress and started Pink Martini. That's how we began. And it was such a hit at the time that we really became the kind of the house band for progressive causes. So we did benefits for cleaning up the Willamette River, for example, or affordable housing, or civil rights, or public libraries, public broadcasting, and that's how we spent our first several 3 years.
You talked about the political origins of Pink Martini, and you've written songs about social and political issues like strikes in Paris in this familiar cut.
Je ne veux pas travailler. Je ne veux pas déjeuner. Je veux seulement nous.
So politics have always been part of your mandate in a way. Do you still see yourself as having a political mission today?
Well, I think the challenge right now, this is our 23rd year. We started in 1994. And so that's nearly a quarter of a century of seeing different things happen. I think that right now what is required really of the band is a certain kind of diplomacy and an encouragement of discussion, critical discussion of current issues. I think that there's so little of that currently now. There's just a lot of sort of screaming and shouting, and that has, I think, to do with sort of the way the culture communicates. We now have sort of social media and texting and cell phones, which just weren't a part of the world when we started 23 years ago. Also, sort of television and film, I think increasingly there's been sort of more screaming and less listening as the years have passed. So I think that because our audience is really, it's a very diverse, wildly diverse audience. There are very conservative people as well as very liberal people, everybody in between. There are people of different ages, people from different cultures. And so it's one of the few places, I think, in modern America where there's such a diverse crowd of people under one rooftop. And the idea is that by the end of it, everybody is part of a conga line. So I think that rather than I mean, I certainly have a lot of opinions, political opinions about what's going on. And that may become more and more dire as the days pass. But at this moment, I feel like the best thing that that Pink Martini can do is really be a binding force that kind of gathers people together and encourages them to maybe break down sort of assumptions that they might have and to find ways to actually have difficult conversations.
We're talking with Thomas Lauderdale. He's founder and pianist for the band Pink Martini. They'll be performing in Wisconsin this week, in Milwaukee on Tuesday night at the Pabst Theater, and in Madison on Wednesday night at the Overture Center. Well, let's take a listen to someone whose speaking voice will be very familiar to our listeners.
Matin sanish Anna in ilek fiso al Bardon tafe Waheshni modara Fisnin sabart Lohobira Womri ra Waya fil wahdadi Alma wasam.
That's NPR's Ari Shapiro, and I have to say he has a lovely voice. How did he end up singing with Pink Martini?
So, you know, Ari Shapiro is from Portland, Oregon, actually. And when we were in the midst of working on our second album, he came to Oregon to do one of his first stories, which was, why hasn't Pink Martini released a second album? And so we became friends, and then whenever we came to D.C., he would throw us sort of a welcome. He would pull out the welcome wagon and throw parties for the band. And maybe in 2008, I think it was, we were working on our fourth album, Splendor in the Grass, and Ari threw a barbecue for us, as well as the band Blind Pilot, that's Portland-based, that was in town. And there was a sing-along upstairs around Ari's piano, and I was reminded what a great voice Ari had. And so the following day I called up and I asked him if he would consider recording a song, and that was for the fourth album, and he's been singing with us ever since.
So anyone who has seen Pink Martini perform, Thomas, would be pretty sure that you all are having a really good time up there. Are you?
Yes, for the most part. I mean, obviously there are days that are maybe a little bit off, but I would say that, you know, because the band is relatively large, there are anywhere between 8 and 12 people on stage at any given time, that that because the band is so large and the material is diverse and the audiences are diverse, that there's always sort of something to hold on to that's very fun. You know, in recent years we've had sort of dance moments where hopefully everybody kind of floods the stage and comes on stage and dances. There are conga lines, hopefully, at the end of every night. And so people leave feeling uplifted and hopeful, which I think is really important, especially in these sort of times, which are somewhat bleak.
Thomas, you do a lot of original music in Pink Martini, but you also do a lot of covers. Is it ever scary to do a new rendition of a well-known and well-loved song?
It depends. It depends on the song. Like, many of the songs that we cover are songs that are popular in the country of the language.
Mm-hmm.
So while in the Arab world everybody may know a song by Feruz, outside of the Arab world, in the United States, or in almost any other, in Hong Kong or Japan, they're not going to have really heard of Feruz. So, in a sense, we're bringing the music of Feruz to the attention of an audience that has never, that doesn't know who Fairuz is. Mm-hmm. In the case of like an American a song in English, I feel like unless there's something really new to contribute to that song, it doesn't really make sense to necessarily cover it. With the first album, for example, the song Que Sera Sera is mm-hmm. a very sort of slow, kind of dark, Bernard Herrmann-esque kind of version of that song, because I always felt that the version that Doris Day sang in the original film, Man Who Knew Too Much, was much too cheerful and chipper considering the dark circumstances. So our version of Que Sera Sera became more dark and epic and almost like an underwater Leni Riefenstahl-esque kind of adventure. So yeah, I mean, if there's something sort of a new presentation or a new way to think of a song, then I think it's good.
Well, Thomas, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thomas Lauderdale is founder and pianist for the band Pink Martini. They're performing in Wisconsin this week, in Milwaukee on Tuesday night at the Pabst Theater, and Madison on Wednesday night at the Overture Center. Central Time executive producer Judith Sears-Poisson spoke with Thomas Lauderdale earlier today. You can hear an extended version of that interview on WPR.org.